From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. The 2018 Farm Bill was defeated Friday amid a dispute between the House Freedom Caucus and GOP leadership over immigration. The bill went down 198-213 after leaders feverishly tried to flip conservative votes on the floor, even leaving the vote open for a time to try and change opponents' minds. House Ag Committee Chair Mike Conway says, "We may be down, but we're not out. We will deliver a strong new Farm Bill on time. Our nation's farmers and ranchers in rural America deserve nothing less." Missouri is one step closer to being the first state to enact labeling that makes it clear whether or not meat comes from an animal or another source. According to AgWeb.com, the Missouri Senate passed the omnibus bill last Thursday with bipartisan vote of 125-22. The legislation contained a provision identical to a bill passed by the Missouri House earlier in the month. Governor Eric Greitens must now sign the bill for it to become official. An increase in global temperatures from Earth's changing climate could bring an unexpected benefit for farmers who grow corn, the nation's biggest crop. AgWeb.com reports that a Michigan State University study shows while hotter weather generally threatens to sap crops of needed moisture, data from Midwest corn-growing states suggests the region will see warmer summers with more humidity, which would aid plant growth and yields. That's your Agribusiness Update. I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network of the West. For more information, visit our website at aginfo.net.